This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. We've got a problem in science that the federal government doesn't seem to understand. Last month, the federal government issued new regulations. These regulations govern the disclosure of potential financial conflicts of interest on the part of scientific researchers who are working in federally funded research areas. The new regulations could have moved us toward transparency. However, they miss the boat. There is no oversight of the newly defined potential conflicts of interest. Now, the last time the government issued these conflict of interest regulations was 1995. And since then, new conflicts of interest are all around. Many academic medical scientists have at least one relationship with a for-profit industry, and recent scandals have highlighted how these experts have failed to disclose their relationships with industry, despite the requirement that they do so. Government administrators often claim it is difficult to find even one academic scientist in a specialized field who doesn't have extensive financial relationships with companies whose products and services are in their related area. Further, industry has infiltrated academia to an extent that few, if any, medical schools can claim no conflicts of interest. So the 1995 regulations relied on scientists themselves to disclose their cozy relationships and payments they received from industry, mainly drug and device manufacturers. This was an honor system that didn't work. Studies show that industry-funded research and projects disproportionately inflate the value of the drug being studied and its safety. All of this is hidden under a cloak of scientific legitimacy. Well, the new regulations are only a tiny baby step forward, as they're still missing important protections for the public. There is no requirement of transparency or full public disclosure of conflicts of interest, and no requirement that schools or hospitals make public how they will handle these conflicts. Most importantly, the basis of the regulations remains an honor code, which we've seen just doesn't work. What these baby regulations don't do is limit relationships between government-funded scientists and industry. It's time to just say knock it off. No more of those double dippers. You either work and get government money and do honest research, resulting in research that the public can trust, or you work for the company. You can't do both. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.